Live from Talkeetna, we have Austin Roof, our general manager for KSDP, on the phone. How's it going, Austin?
Yeah, I'm here. Little breakup. Virgil, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you good. There's a little bit of background noise, but I hear you clear.
Okay, I can broadcast this on radio. All right, yeah, well, we're live here. It's the first quarter. We're playing. It's Antioch versus King Cove. Right now, King Cove ladies and Antioch ladies. The score is 8-2 with 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. The King Cove ladies are in the lead. We just had a rebound, taken down by number 34 for Antioch. She takes it to the top of the three-point line, puts it up to the key, takes her to the left-hand side, inside to the post, puts up a shot, and there's a foul from the rookies. Number 22 for Antioch is going to go to the free throw line for an attempt at two. And so this game just beginning, of course, and it's the first period. Two fouls so far for the rookies, just one for Antioch. First shot by number 22 for Antioch goes off the back of the rim. And she'll get the ball for a second attempt. The rookies are looking really good out there today. And the second one does not make it in. Rebound by number 33. Big rebound. She puts one up for Antioch. Doesn't make it. Rebound by Antioch again. High defense being played. Shot goes up. Number 33. One more time for Antioch. And she makes the score now 4-8. Full court press being put now by Antioch. Really putting some pressure on the rookies. But number 11 takes it down to the baseline. And she gets forced to take the ball out of bounds. And it will be a turnover now for Antioch. This full court press is going to be a problem. But the rookies are going to be able to, I'm sure we'll be able to figure out their coach is making the adjustments he needs to make. And he's making his strategies right now. 34 for Antioch. Oh, throws it number 20. Goes off her hands, but she's able to hold control. She passes number 33. That one does go through her hands and out of bounds. That will be possession for the rookies. All right. Number 5 throws into number 21. And we will have names at halftime, I promise. All right, number 5 has it for the rookie. She puts up a shot. Goes off the rim. Rebound. Number 41. She tries to get to number 21. She loses it, though. And it's a fight for it. It goes out of bounds. Literally being touched by both players. It goes out of bounds. But they're going to call it in favor of the rookies, the away team, so they will be black. Oh, that was quite a fight for that ball. It literally was sandwiched in between both the players that went out of bounds. But they're going to call it for the rookies' favor. All right, 21 for the rookies now, walks it past court. She picks up a pick, goes around the right-hand side, puts up a jumper, off the rim, rebound by Antioch, number 21. She gets it to number 34, who weaves her way around to the top of the three-point line, gets it over to the left-hand side, three-point shot, doesn't go in, but she gets her rebound, number 33, for Antioch, puts up one more shot in the rebound spot after, and that will be a jump ball. And it goes in favor of the rookies. Full court press one more time. Oh, number 21 tries to make it through. And as she pushed through to split the defense, she falls down to the ground. That will be a foul against against Antioch. Very tight defense being played right now by Antioch. But the rookies have the speed to get through it. 21 now. She's going to be met by a 2-3 zone. Antioch working the zone defense. 40 for the rookies, puts up a shot, rebounded by number 33 for Antioch. Both teams have a lot of good height. She puts up a shot, doesn't make it. 11 for the rebound for the rookies. She works her way, pounds through the defense, and 33 reaches in too much. So she's going to get a foul, 33 on the Antioch. All right. So 21 has the ball now for the rookies. The rookies are looking really good out there. She passes to the right-hand side. Number 5 has the ball. Tries to get it up to the top of the key to number 11, who gets it. Passes to number 41. 41 tries to go for a shot, but she gets deflected. And the rebound gets to number 33 for Antioch again. All right, she passes over to the right-hand side. On the post. Oh, and inside the post, she tried to pass it to someone making a breakaway to the basket, but it is intercepted by number 14 for the rookies. So possession goes back to number 11 for the rookies. And she sets up the play at the half-court line, passing it over to left, number 21. Looks like the Lady Rookies are going to slow down play here as we come down to the final 1 minute and 30 seconds of the first period. just trying to run down the clock a little bit. All right, number 14 gets the ball. She passes to number 11. 21 goes in for the lane but drives back and passes the ball back to 11. All right, 21 now. She drives down to the baseline, puts a layup, and that one's good. 2 points for the rookies. The score now 10-4 in favor of King Cove. All right, both these teams look like they have a lot of skill and a lot of talent. We're going to count ENIAC out by a long shot. We'll see what happens as this game progresses. We're at 1 minute left to go here. All right, 34 for ENIAC. Touch of a jump shot goes all the way around the rim and back out. Rebound by number 11. Great ball handling by 11 for King Cove. She was able to work her way around the baseline and pass two defenders. And she puts it back to half court. Past the half court. Pass to number 14. Oh, number 34 tried to reach in for a steal. And she ran into number 11 of King Cove. Wasn't able to prevent herself from making that. We got some substitutions. Number 14 and 5 will come out for King Cove, and number 20 and 50 will come in. All right, 21 has the ball now after a throw-in. She passes to number 20. 20 takes it to the top of the three-point line. Back to 21. Over now to 11. She's got the ball for King Cove. 30 seconds left to go in the first period. All right, she's just standing there, dribbling the ball, running down the clock a little bit. They're not in any rush to make any dangerous moves. Oh, but there, ENIAC puts out a tip and steals the ball. She throws the ball back into bounds after a big save and goes right into the hands of number 20 for King Cove. 11 has the ball. She drives through the paint to put up a layup and gets fouled on the way in. So she'll go to the line for a chance at two. King Cove really trying to stall out a little bit in this last game. Now they're in the good lead. And ENIAC really tried to force a steal there. That was a good look by number 34. But the throw-in goes straight back to one of the rookies. So, all right. So that first free throw by number 11 goes all around the rim, bounces up and down, but does not make it in. She gets one more chance. That's nothing but net. Score now, 11 for the rookies, 4 for ENIAC. 33 now has the ball for ENIAC. She's looking to do one more attempt here. 3 seconds left to go. Puts to the inside. Oh, stolen by number 11. And there's the buzzer for the very first quarter. And coach for King Cove is clapping his hands. He's happy at the way that first quarter went. They're in the lead by 7. ENIAC looking really good, too. They have a lot of talent, some good height. And you can tell that they have a few players with some really good ball handling skills. But King Cove really worked that first period, the first quarter. So it's going to be exciting to see what happens here in the second quarter. We got 35 seconds left in the break. Again, we will be doing coverage of this tournament today, tomorrow, and the finals will be tomorrow. Just to update you guys on yesterday's games, King Cove for the boys won. I'm not sure King Cove girls, but the Sandpoint boys had a heartbreaking loss, only 3 points separating those two teams when Sandpoint played yesterday. Apparently, I've heard from the players that it was the game of a lifetime. Bravo had a really good game. Maynard had a really good game. And they worked really hard and almost brought it in there, just weren't quite able to pull it off, though. So, and then I believe the Sandpoint girls also weren't able to come out on top with their game. All right, so beginning of the second quarter now, it's going to be a win for ENIAC. It goes straight to the hands of number 33. She calls out a play, trying to get the motion in. She brings her to the left side of the three-point perimeter. All right. And I see what looks like a 2-3 zone being played by King Cove as well. All right. Number 20 for ENIAC has now. She's met by number 21 at the top of the three-point line. She passed to number 33. The pass is a little bit slower than what she was hoping for. She drove into the paint, ran into traffic, and as she came down, she did a wonderful pass over to number 20, who was wide open, put up a jump shot. Number 33 is definitely the leader for this ENIAC team, and she knows how to work the ball, how to make plays happen. So she's going to be someone that the King Cove rookies have to keep an eye out for. All right, 33 trying to work her way into the paint. She passes number 22 on the left-hand side. She gets it to number 23 to put a three-point shot. It went onto the rim but did not make it in. Rebounded by the rookies. All right, number 11 now has the ball for the rookies. She's number 21 on the left-hand side, who pulls back. Oh, and the pass back to number 11 gets intercepted by 20. She has a wide-open layup, and that one goes in. Number 20 for King Cove was closing in fast on that breakaway, but she was luckily able to not foul as the person went up for the layup. So score now 11-6 in favor of the Rookies. All right, 11 has the ball for King Cove. She finds number 21 on the left-hand side, who also just holds up. The Rookies aren't trying to force anything. They're not going to try to hand the ball over. They want to play this game controlled, calm. They know that they have the lead right now. They don't want to do anything to allow Aniak to have a breakaway opportunity. All right, 11 now has the ball. She drives into the three-point line, puts it back for a long-distance two-point for number 20. Does not make it. Rebound by number 23 for Aniak. She brings it down past half court, and she gets number 33, who drives right into the paint. Dish out to number 20. That's number 30 on the post. She works her way in. Oh, spins around the defender. Puts up a shot, and that one does not make it in, and it goes out of bounds in favor of King Cove. 33 playing point guard and working the post, so she's the tallest player out there for Aniak as well, and the best ball handler. All right. And then the Lady Rookies all playing really well. It's a really strong team that King Cove's bringing up here for the boys and the girls. 21 now drives up the line. She puts up a floating layup. That doesn't make it in. Rebound is being fought for by number 20 and 23. And I believe we're going to have a jump ball call there. Yep. 20 really fighting hard for the possession on that one. It was two of Aniak's players were all around the ball, but she didn't give up and went for it. Throw-in will be for the Rookies, number 11, looking for someone to get open. All right, she finds 21 on the baseline, who made her move before she had the ball in her hand, so it goes out of bounds. All right, so that will be possession now for Aniak. 33 brings it up. She finds number 23 at the three-point line, puts up a jumper, and does not make it in. Rebounded, however, by 20. She dished it out to 13, who puts on a base a shot from the bottom of the post. And that doesn't go in either, and rebounded by the Rookies. 5 minutes and 25 seconds left to go here in the first half. 20 has the ball for King Cove. She gets it over to the left-hand side, where 21 finds 50. Back to 21 now, who brings it back to 50 on the left-hand side, inside the three-point perimeter. 20 now has it for King Cove. All right. 20 pivoting all over the place. She finds a wide-open 21, but who's at the half-court line, gets it back to 11. Very calm and controlled game being played by the Rookies. Plays in motion now. Players are spreading out. Defense spread open. All right, 11 breaks for the basket after passing it, but loses the ball. The game by 41, who I believe is Calvert. 20 passes it over to 50. Oh, but loses possession, and it goes into the hands of Aniak now. 33 will bring it over, and she brings it over to the left-hand side of three-point territory. 23 puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Ooh, rebound by 11. 11 for King Cove, touched the ball last, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in now for Aniak. Substitution, 14 comes in for 50 for King Cove. All right, throw-in goes to number 33 for Aniak. She is inside the three-point line. She gets to number 20. Ooh, 20 puts up a pass, and number 11 is right there to stuff that one back in there. A lot of intensity coming from the King Cove ladies. They want this game bad. Oh, and throw-in gets tipped off the hands of 11 for King Cove again and goes into the hands of number 21. They're just waiting for these passes. They're looking for every opportunity for the Rookies to get a steal in there, and they're doing a great job commanding this game. All right, 14 drives in down the baseline, and she runs into some defense who is able to strip the ball out of her as she went for a layup on the post, and she actually got her own rebound, though, went up for another shot, and got fouled that time. So she'll have an attempt at two from the free throw line with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Six fouls on Aniak so far this game, and only two on King Cove. As we're saying, really cool and collected King Cove ladies being playing out there right now. All right, so first attempt at the free throw does not go in. 14 will take a second attempt. And she lines up her shot, puts it up, and that one's nothing but net, making a score now 12-6. All right, being brought back now by 33 for Aniak. She's looking for her players to get open. All right, they bring it down to the bottom of the baseline. No look there, so it goes back out to number 33 for a three-point shot. That one doesn't go in. Rebounded by number 20 for King Cove. And as 20 was running down the line, she was being pushed out of bounds, so it will be counted out of bounds on Aniak. All right. So number 11 has the ball. She drives in, puts for a pass to number 20 at the top of the three-point line. That one almost gets lost, but 20 is able to recover. She gets 21, who rotates back to the top of the three-point line, back to 20. Down to 41, who puts up a shot off the glass at the bottom of the paint. Doesn't go in. Shot now from three-point territory for 20, who got past the rebound. That one doesn't go in either. All right, out of bounds now on King Cove, so it'll be Aniak's possession. With 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go, the score 12-6 in favor of King Cove. Cross the court pass to number 23, puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by number 11 for King Cove. She runs it through traffic and brings it to King Cove's side of the court. All right, 11 passes number 20. They're going to bring some rotation now into their play as everyone moves around, spreads out the defense, looking for an open opportunity. Good play execution being done by the rookie. Pass up to number 20, quickly to 41, who goes to 14, driving the baseline. She puts up a shot. That one gets deflected. 11 doing the same thing. That one got deflected, but she was able to get the ball back after the deflection. Puts up another shot for two more points for the King Cove rookies. 14-6 now is the score. 33 for Aniak is an amazing layup. She split through her defenders, put up the layup, and drew a foul. The ball did not go in. But, great layup. She was able to really work through the defense well. Wasn't able to make it in, but gets a chance at her 2 points one more time from the free throw line. Puts up her first shot off the back of the iron. And number 14 for King Cove taking a second to talk to the ref. All right, 33 gets her second shot now. That one again doesn't make it in. Rebound by number 14, who quickly gets it to 11. King Cove looking really good out there today. Aniak, though, you can tell has the ability to come back. So I know that the coach for King Cove is not taking anything lightly. He wants his players to keep playing hard. 14 now has the ball for King Cove on the right-hand side. She gets back to the top of the three-point line where 20 gets it. 21 now on the left-hand side. 41, who at the baseline gets it back to number 21. 41 with the ball, Calvert. She brings it outside the three-point, puts up a jump shot. Oh, and does not make it in. Rebound by number 33. There's a long pass that's intercepted by 21 for King Cove. So the ball goes back to King Cove's possession. 11 has it. She gets it to the left-hand three-point line. And she breaks down the paint, gets the pass back, puts the ball up, doesn't make it, gets her a rebound, and fights for the ball from number 33. That was a real amazing exchange of the ball. 11 got it, was on the ground, passed it quickly, so I believe number 21, who put up a shot and was rebounded by Aniak. All right, 22 now for Aniak at the bottom of the post, puts up a shot, doesn't make it in, rebounded by Kiko. 1 minute and 20 seconds left to go. In the very first half here, the score again 14-6. Tight game, really good game. Both teams showing lots of skill, but King Cove has a real poise and real execution of their plays that's helping themselves to get more points on the board. All right, 11 has it. She finds 21 breaking to the hoop, puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. A couple players went for the rebound. It's going to go off the hands of White, so that will be possession for King Cove at the bottom of their own hoop. 11 will throw in for the rookies. Calls a play to action. Lots of breaking away. She finds 21 open, who's breaking for a basket. For the basket, that one goes in, making a score 16-6 now as King Cove widens the lead here in this game. 33 is looking for a couple points here at the bottom. Double dribble as she, 33 did a similar maneuver. She tried to work her way through the paint and the defense to get to the basket for a layup. And as she did this time, there was a double dribble. So that will be a turnover. Timeout now. Timeout's being called by the referee. And I think he's explaining how that was a double dribble to the coach on the Aniak side. Didn't really like that call, I believe. Wanted to get a little bit of clarity as to what made that a double dribble. And the referee takes a second to explain it to her. And throw in now for King Cove. 11 has the ball. Calls out the play. 21 as on the right-hand side. She gets 14 at the top three-point line. Ooh, who moved a little too quickly in her pass, thought that the person she thought was there wasn't, so she has to try to pull things back a little bit. And in the process, she loses the ball to a player, tries to gain it back, and as she tries to gain it back, 14 reaching too much and gets a foul. 21 seconds left to go. 33 with the same layup move she did before. This time, no double dribble. She doesn't make the basket, though, and the rebound goes. Okay. Now, that's a double dribble for 14. The referee just shown Aniak that he's going to be fair about this. Called a double dribble on the rookie. 13 has it for Aniak. She throws in 23, who's wide open for a jump shot off the backboard. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Rebound by King Cove. 11 takes it down quickly. Going to see if she can't get one more chance for some points here. She dishes it out to number 21, but it gets intercepted by Aniak. 33-0, trying to slide through the basket, and does not have an opportunity for one more shot at the buzzer. Score now 16-6 in favor of the rookies. Great game being played here by King Cove. Four fouls so far for them, six for Aniak. We'll see how this plays out in the second half here. Really exciting game, though. I'm excited to see what the ladies are going to be doing for King Cove, as they have had a commanding lead of this first half. So with that, I'm going to go and get some names for these teams so we can start telling you who is out there. And Virgil, we'll send it back to you.
Live from Talkeetna, we have Austin Roof on the phone and through KSDP's airwaves. How you doing, Austin?
All right. Thanks, Virgil. Yep, back here. We're already underway with 7 minutes and 23 seconds left to go, 24 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Aniak was able to score a point already. They put up a good shot and scored, making a score now 8-16. But 21, that is Peyton Kazakhtin for King Cove, puts in another 2 points on a nice little layup from the paint. So she makes a score now 18-8 with 7 minutes to go. Here's 33. That's Trisha Morgan for Aniak, puts in a long-distance three-point shot. Trisha Morgan, number 33, has been the leader of this team. She's a senior, so she's definitely going to be putting up the most points and the most effort. 23, you get the steal for Julie Peterson for Aniak, and she puts 2 points on the board on a breakaway layup, and already now that makes the score 18-33. Those 5 points scored back-to-back has put Aniak back into this game. King Cove has just dominated the first half. Number 11 for King Cove. Oh, puts an amazing Candace Mack. She just drove all the way around the post, puts up a layup, but there's a ton of spin on the ball, and it rotated all the way around the inside of the rim and went back out. So throw-in will be for King Cove, though. All right, Mack puts up the shot, number 11 for King Cove. That one does not make it in. Rebound by number 22. She throws out a weak pass, and it almost gets intercepted, but number 20, Crimson Phillips, is able to get it for Aniak. All right, Christian Morgan, number 33, has the ball now for Aniak at the top three-point line. These guys know they need to get their game on if they're going to get the lead back from the rookies. All right, pass there gets thrown out of bounds from Aniak, so the ball will go into the hands of number 11, Candace Mack, for the rookies. She drives over to the left-hand side, looks for a pick, but the defense was aware of it and worked their way around it. Candace now drives up into the post. She puts up a shot. It does not make it in. Rebound by number 21, Amanda Holt. It goes into Morgan's hands for Aniak. She takes a shot from the three-point line, passes it inside number 21. It goes out to number 23. That's Juliana Peterson, who puts up a shot. It gets rebounded, though, by the Aniak. It goes back in the hands of number 33, Trisha Morgan. And that's another three-point shot by her. The score now only 2 points separating King Cove and Aniak, and there was 10 separating them at the beginning of this first half. In only 3 minutes, they have completely destroyed the gap separating the two teams thanks to Trisha Morgan and her three-point shot. So King Cove has to be sensing this. They drive it down. Number 21, that's Peyton Kazakhtin, drove into the post, but puts it back to the three-point line where Candace Mack gets it. She passes it over to number 20, Roxland, who put up a shot that didn't get made up, and that was a jump ball after the rebound, so that will go into possession of the rookies, and a substitution as 41, Kaylee Calliver comes in. All right, number 11, Candace Mack, He finds number 5 on the base, no, 21 on the baseline, puts up a shot, rebounded by Candace Mack, and that one goes in for a layup, making the score 20-16. With 4 minutes and 45 seconds left to go here, very exciting game now as, you know, ANIAC really brought back. I had a feeling they had the potential for it, and they have shown that they really do. All right, 20 puts up a shot for ANIAC. That's Kristen Phillips. But not made it in, and a pass from King Cove almost goes back into the hands of ANIAC, but it was saved by Shauna Wheeler. And she drives in and puts up a shot right as a layup, and that one goes in. Oh, man, could have gone to at least 3 ANIAC players, this pass that was put out there. And luckily it was not. Oh, Christian Morgan, one more three-point shot. That one goes off the back of the iron, but she gets her own rebound, puts up a layup. That one doesn't go in either. And it goes out of bounds and into the possession of ANIAC one more time. So number 22 for ANIAC, that's Tara Wolf, will throw in. She calls the play in action. She finds 20. But Shauna Wheeler is able to get her hands onto it and poke it out of bounds, so they'll do the throw-in one more time. Got to thank Sioux Valley for the tournament putting us on here. It was a great tournament, great facilities. Excited to see what happens here in the remaining days. 20 goes for a drive, and she put up a layup, and I think that was Shauna Wheeler just, man, slapped it out of bounds. Great, great defense being played. Oh, and there he goes, Calvert. She's able to put a tip off as the one more shot was put up by ANIAC, but they get the rebound. Trisha Morgan drives it in, passes to the baseline, but it gets passed out to number 22 on the left-hand side for ANIAC. 22, that's Tara Wolf. She put up a shot, does not make it in, rebounded by King Cove. 21 has it now. That's Peyton Kazakin. She finds Calvert, who tries to pass it in towards the paint, but it gets intercepted by ANIAC. 22's got the ball. She's got Shauna Wheeler coming up tight behind her, so she gets rid of it. All right, number 23 has it. She passes down to 21 on the post. She gets to number 33. 33 is trying to drive the post herself, and that was a fight for the ball, and it gets called. It was going to get called as a jump ball, but the second ref actually is going to call a foul on that one. So that will be a throw-in for ANIAC, but it's quickly stolen by Candace Mack. She finds 21, Peyton Kazakin, tries to get the breakaway, a little shot, but I didn't think it was 33. She had deflected out of bounds, or not out of bounds, but deflected it, and it was possession goes into the hands of ANIAC. 21 now on the baseline, puts up a shot off the glass. That one goes in. 2 points for Amanda Holtz, making the score now 18-22. Still in favor of the rookies. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The very tight action. The rookies, they had a real intensity that you could really see in the way they played, the way they looked as they were playing. And there's not as much of that intensity as they come back from the second half. And definitely more of a sense of urgency from ANIAC. 33 now. She pump fake a shot. And that one does not go in. But it was kicked off the hands of King Cove, and will be possession for ANIAC. A couple substitutions now. I think Coach is, he's calling in Candace Mack and number 5, Shaylin Walker. He wants him to get a little rest and get a little talk in. He calls it, there's a timeout actually called by King Cove. I think the coach can tell that there's been a change in his team, and he would like to see this change. The coach, Paul Barker, really good at sensing the adjustments that need to get made, really good at feeling his team. I think he sees that maybe there's just a little fatigue. Perhaps it's, a little bit of a lack of focus, though, compared to the first half where the rookies were just dominant. And it almost seemed like there was nothing they could do wrong. Their defense was tight. They were always able to capitalize on steals. They're still looking good, still holding their lead. It's towards 20-18 here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. But, the ANIAC has been knocking at their door this entire second half, and I'm going to see how this is going to play out. All right, that's the end of the timeout, and King Cove is the first team to make their way for the throw-in. It's going to be a throw-in in favor of ANIAC. Coaching, again, Paul Barker for King Cove, and Julia Fisher is the head coach for ANIAC, the ANIAC half-breed. All right, throw-in for ANIAC. Oh, long throw-in, goes into 20's hands, but almost goes out of bounds, but she's able to recover and keep good control of the ball after that. Crimson Phillips, She gets Patricia Morgan, who puts down from 23. Juliana Peterson for 2 points. A really long distance 2-point shot, too. All right, 20 is bringing it up now for King Cove. That is Chanel Rockman. She puts up a jumper, and that's good for 2 points herself. Again, keeping the score 24 to 20. 4 points lead being the main differential between the two teams for the third quarter. All right, Trisha Morgan for ANIAC. She drives in. This is out to number 22. Puts in another long distance 2-point jumper for ANIAC. 22, that's Tara Wolf. Great, great shot. Good pass from Trisha Morgan. Good plays being made by ANIAC. You definitely saw this potential from them in the first half. It just didn't come out. All right, 21 now. Kazakin, she drives in. Passes up another 50. Yachmanov, Rachel Yachmanov. And she puts up a shot, does not make it in. And rebound was being fought over by 14, Shauna Wheeler, and 21, Amanda Holtz. So the jump ball will go in favor of ANIAC. Morgan brings down the ball for ANIAC. Just 2 points separating. She can tie this game for the first time all game right here. 1 minute and 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 23 has the ball. She passes it back to Morgan, who drives into the baseline. She dishes out to 21, who's breaking towards the basket, puts up a shot off the glass. That one does not go in. Big fight off the rebound. Two players going to the ground. That was Calver for King Cove and Morgan for ANIAC. Hard for that one. You could hear a thud as they both came down. And that will be called a jump ball. And it will go in favor of ANIAC. All right. 23. All right, 23 has it. Oh, 21. Kazakin for King Cove. Really fighting hard to cause a turnover, but that's going to be a foul as she almost got her hands on the ball, but just bumped Trisha Morgan too hard. All right, throwing now goes to 23. That's Peterson for ANIAC. And she puts up a shot. That one's duly stuffed by Calver and Candace Mack. Kaylee Calver being probably the tallest player out there right now, showing her dominance of the height. All right, throw-in. Here's Trisha Morgan with just one minute left to go here in the third quarter. She puts up a 3-point shot, does not make it in, but it goes back into the hands of ANIAC. And that one gets pitched out of the hands of, I believe, number 20 for ANIAC. And, yeah, number 20, that's Crimson Phillips. And as the ball went to the ground, everyone jumped on it, had a miniature dog pile for that one. I believe it's going to get called a jump ball. The referee took a couple seconds just to talk to 20 to make sure she was okay. I think that was a pretty intense moment for everyone who wanted that ball. All right, 20 brings it around now for Kinkoshi. Passes to Candace Mack. He passes it back to 20, Chanel Rocklin, who puts up a shot. That was not going to win, but rebound goes into Peyton Kazakin, who puts up a shot. And she's able to get 2 points for King Cove. Trisha Morgan runs. There's not enough time for the defense to set back up. She's trying to outrun the defense. Almost does. Pushes out to number 22. Sarah Wolf for a shot. Going to make it. Rebound by King Cove. And the 21, Chanel Ross. No, 21. King Kazakin had a breakaway layup that had some tight defense coming on, but she was still able to make it happen. Trisha Morgan, again, trying to use speed to outrun the defense here with only 11 seconds left to go. And she's able to get a foul as she drove in past the three-point line and wasn't able to work her way past the defense, but was able to get a foul. All right, Morgan's got the ball. She dishes out number 23. Pump fake a shot. She's going to get traveling on that one, yeah. As she pump faked, there was a motion of her feet. She tried to pull back, but there was just too much movement. But I believe it was Calver was just towering over her as she really wanted to take that shot. Ooh. 20, though, trying to regain it, though, with a nice steal attempt. Wasn't able to make it happen. Sean Wheeler hits the ball, though, for the final attempt at 2 points before the end of the third quarter. And her shot does not go in, but no damage done. 6 points now separating the two teams, which is more than what has been for most of the third half, where it was only 4 points, and even getting to the point where only 2 points separated the teams and almost tied back up. Much different third quarter than what we saw in the first half, as Trisha Morgan has really led the ANIAC half-breeds. 2 3-pointers, really making plays happen, you know, driving into the key and passing it out, opening up jump shots. The jump shots that were being missed much more by ANIAC in the first half are going down now in the second half. which has really allowed them to make somewhat of a comeback in the third quarter. King Cove, though, Coach Barker really was able to make some good adjustments. You know, he called good timeouts, got his team back on focus. You're seeing Candace Mack with that determination, that look in her eyes where she wants that win, you know, the determination to win. And King Cove comes out looking really strong here from the break from their huddle as we begin the final quarter here in this game between Aniak and King Cove. King Cove girls won yesterday, so they are still in the hunting for the championship game. If they can pull a win off here, they will be going to the championship game. Oh, Trisha Morgan puts up another three-point shot. That one does not go in. Rebounded, attempt by number 20, Kristen Phillips, for Aniak. That one did not go. She was not able to save the ball as it went out of bounds, though, and it will be possession for the rookies. All right, Candace takes the ball up for the rookies past half court. She's going met by number 20. She finds Chanel Roxlin. Passes back to Candace on the left-hand side of the three-point line. Candace brings it back to the top towards the half-court line. Looking for the play to get set up. Chanel has it. She finds 21, Peyton Kazakin, who gets it over to Shauna Wheeler. Shauna Wheeler passed it down. A nice little bounce pass on the post to Kaylee Calver. And who is it? Number 22 was fighting hard for that ball. And it's going to get called a jump ball. Looks like she got bopped in the cheek a little bit by Kaylee. Good effort by both those players for the ball. Possession will go into the hands of King Cove. Shauna Wheeler was moving around past the defender. It looks like she caught a little hand in the face there. Nothing serious, but that one caught the attention of the crowd. And we're going to get a foul there. Not related to what I just said, but as who is it? I think Shauna Wheeler. Yeah, Shauna was trying to take a shot, and she got fouled on the way up. So she'll go for two attempts here at the free throw line. First attempt by Shauna does not go in. Again, score 28-22 with 7 minutes left to go in this game. Four fouls for King Cove. A little bit more foul heavy than they were in the fourth first half. Second attempt does not go in. Rebound by Trisha Morgan for Aniak, and she's going to run the ball quickly. She's really trying to outrun the defense for King Cove. She weaves around defenders, takes up a left-handed layup in the middle of the paint. Great job. That was what you could tell she's been trying to do, outrun the transition game from King Cove, and she was able to successfully do that, really show off her ball handling skills. All right, Candace Mack has the ball. She drives down the baseline, looking all the way around the perimeter and towards the baseline, and she passed to Calver, who was a little bit above her on the post, and that pass, I think, drew a foul. Yep, that's going to be the second foul of the second half. And that was on Aniak. Oh, but that throw-in gets stolen by number 34, Raven Phillips. All right, but it goes back into the hands of Shauna Wheeler, and Shauna gets it over to Peyton Kazakin. And it goes in the hands of Candace Mack now. And again, King Cove using the running at the clock method as they pass the ball around between Kazakin and Candace. Trying just to burn a little time. The score is in their favor. Oh, but Kazakin gets a good-looking chance to drive into the lane, but she passes it back out to her 20, Roxlin. Calvert with the ball at the bottom of the post. She tries to put up a shot. Does not go in, though, and rebounded by Shauna Wheeler. So King Cove will keep possession. Oh, Shauna's being tied really tightly by Trisha Morgan. And that was a really, really good guarding job by her on Shauna Wheeler. And Shauna was in serious trouble with that one. Wasn't able to find anyone to get the ball to. Was pivoting all over the place. But it will be a turnover in favor of Aniak. Ooh, Morgan, just great pass over to the right-hand side of the three-point line. Drives to the lane, bounce pass right back to her. And she gets a good-looking layup attempt, so it doesn't go in. And I think that on the rebound, there was another foul by the rookies. So that brings them to five now. They're going to run into a little bit of foul trouble here in this second half. They're not careful. All right, Aniak has the ball. They're on the baseline. Calver stuffs the shot. And the rebound is being fought over by two rookies and one of Aniak. Oh, it goes into possession of Candace Mack and 20 for Aniak. That's Crimson Phillips with a nice little shoulder check, kind of a little hockey move on Candace Mack as Candace was trying to break down the sideline. And so that will be the third foul so far in the second half for Anya. All right, Kinko with the ball. Looks like number 20. I think we're going to get a double dribble on that one. Oh, okay, that's actually going to be a foul on Trisha Morgan. Number 20, Chanel Roxland, had some trouble. Her and Candace were trying to get the ball past the defense, and they were having a tough time doing it. But there was a foul by Morgan on Aniak. All right, Candace has the ball. She drives down towards the baseline, underneath the hoop, wraps it back around. Great layup, extending their lead now 30-24 in favor of the rookies with 5 minutes to go here in the game. Oh, Trisha Morgan has the ball. She loses it, though. 20 is right there to pick it up for King Cove. That's Shauna Roxland. And actually picks it up. Another Aniak player is able to get their hands on it, and we're going to have a jump ball in favor of King Cove. And Candace Mack will bring the ball past half court. She's going to be met right away by number 20, Crimson Phillips. Pass over to Kazakin. Kazakin finds Shauna Wheeler on the left-hand side of the perimeter. A big, large arching pass to Candace Mack, which almost got stolen. But Shauna Wheeler's at the top of the post. She tries to drive it in. Isn't able to do it and loses the ball. Is able to get number 20, Chanel Roxland, who almost lost it herself, but she's able to get a pass to Candace Mack. All right, Roxland with a shot. Isn't able to put it in. Rebound by Candace. Candace put a shot right underneath the rim. Really hard shot to make. Wasn't able to do it. It gets knocked off the bottom of the rim and goes out of bounds. Calvert is out right now, and number 50 comes in. Rachel Yatsunov is giving Calvert a chance to get her legs back. All right, number 23 has it. She puts up a shot high off the glass for Aniak. Rebound by number 50, Yatsunov. All right, that's now in the hands of 21. All right, Candace has the ball now again for King Cove. 4 minutes to go here. Halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in the entire game. Candace finds Calver. No, that's Wheeler at the top of the post. Pass back to Candace. Candace is trying to tell her to get back to the top of the post, but Wheeler was making her way down towards the bottom. All right, Candace now drives, and she's got four defenders all around her. She drives in, goes for a layup. That's not Trisha Morgan. That's number 34, I believe, Raven Phillips. Got Candace and her fought for the ball, and as they fought for it, it looked like, yeah, Raven Phillips hit her head really hard against the wall. I think she kind of got pushed in there a little bit by Candace. Did a little scream. She's walking off, though. It looks like it was a really, a hard bump. Nothing serious, but, caught her off guard and probably hurt a little bit. So she's going to go and catch her breath, let that thing wear off. So that will be possession for Aniak. 33, Trisha Morgan has the ball now. She's going to try to move it in. She's dribbling all around, trying to break past the defense, but a nice 2-3 zone being played by King Cove. All right, 20 has it now. That's Crimson Phillips on the left-hand side. She takes it down to the baseline and tries to get it to number 21, Amanda Holt, but it gets stolen by Candace Mack. Candace has it. She brings it over to the left-hand side and steps back. She finds Shauna. Shauna gets it back to Candace Mack. Mack with the ball now. She finds Shauna. Puts up a shot. Hey, 2 points for Shauna Wheeler for the rookies. That makes score now 32-24, extending the lead a little bit more now with 3 minutes left to go. We can see there's a real sense the urgency is now desperation in a certain sense by Aniak. They're really trying to make plays happen that maybe aren't there. Moving more quickly to set up the plays and, the stuff that happened in the third quarter, sinking some 3-point shots, really setting up the plays well, isn't happening as much as they're running out of time and that desperation is trying to sink in. Oh, that's going to be a travel. Yeah, double dribble. 20 for King Chanel Roxland. Pulled the ball up and tried to look for someone to pass it to. Didn't have anyone there, so she tried to dribble it out again, but you can't do that. Timeout called, and we've got 2 minutes and 38 seconds left to go here in the game. Nice, I believe, 8-point lead. Yep, 32-24 in favor of the rookies. The rookies were able to really make some good, strong changes to their game to meet against the Aniak half-breeds, who really pushed hard on the return in the third quarter. It was a really different team that came out of halftime. 3 points by Trisha Morgan, though. Those 2 3-pointers really made that lead go down big time. She has not been able to score any more of those in the fourth quarter, and that has made a big difference. I see Well, Raven Phillips looks like she's going to be coming back in for the NH half-breed, so no serious damage done there. Yep, here she comes, so that's good to see. And that's the end of the timeout. King Cove breaks. And we only have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here. Now, a little reminder, the very next game that's going to be played will be the King Cove T-Jacks, and they'll be playing against the ENIAC half-breed. King Cove boys, the T-Jacks yesterday had a really, really commanding win, so they're looking really good here in this tournament. All right. Rebound is taken. There was a shot taken by Trish Morgan on 3 points, trying to do some more of those 3-point shots that helped him so much in the third quarter. And it's rebounded by number 20 for the Rookies. That's Chanel Roxland. But she accidentally lost possession of the ball and it goes out of bounds. All right, ENIAC has it. Number 20 gets number 23. Finds Trish Morgan. Puts the shot. Ooh, off the front of the rim. 22 though, is going to go for it. That's Kara Wolf, but the ball outruns her. All right, so Candace Mack will throw in the ball for King Cove. All right, 20 now. Chanel Roxland is going to take it over the half-court line. She passes it back to Candace. Candace gets it to Wheeler. Wheeler now back to Chanel, who runs into 2 defenders. Trisha Morgan not going to play this game. She tries to steal the ball out of Roxland's hand. There was pretty much just a bunch of rotation going on between the 3 forward players for King Cove, but Trisha Morgan knows that she doesn't have a lot of time to stage a comeback, so she put her hands in there. Oh, almost picked up the hands of Wheeler as the ball tried to go towards the baseline, but it goes back in the hands of ENIAC. Trisha Morgan does another one of her layup shots that got the double dribble two times ago. Does not get the double dribble this time. It's really nice little layup where she drives into the paint, puts the ball underneath, and is able to kind of scoop it up over towards the rim. But it didn't go in, and her attempt at a free throw, she was able to draw the foul. The first free throw attempt doesn't go in either. Her second attempt does make it in, making it a 7-point game here between King Cove and ENIAC. All right, full court press being put on by ENIAC. She just almost loses the ball to Morgan, but she's able to regain control. It gets over to Roxland, who quickly gets it back over to Candace. All right, Matt hands the ball over to Wheeler. Wheeler gets a pick from, on the left-hand side, though, that's where Trish Morgan is. She picks the ball away, almost able to get possession back again like she did last time. They're really just trying to run the ball up and down, but they're getting really close to the half court as they try to rotate the ball to burn the clock down. And every time they come to the left-hand side, that's where Morgan's guarding, and she's able to get a tip in there. So that play may not be the most effective way to run out the clock right now, but they're going to keep going for it. Candace gets a good pick from Wheeler, buys it a little more time. Oh, down to the baseline with number 5, Shailene Walker. Shailene Walker puts up a shot. Oh, and one of the King Cove players is on the ground holding her ankle. I believe it's number 5. Yeah, Shailene Walker. She's on the ground. Looks like she's in a little bit of pain. Yep. So they're going to call a timeout there. It's just 1 minute left to go in this game. And Walker gets up. She's going to be helped off the court by the coach and Candace Mack. And she's not going to put any pressure on her foot. Looks like there, as she put that shot up, it was kind of packed down on her, and there was a fight for the rebound. Yep, okay. And, yep, so she's just going to take her foot up. Put her foot up and let it heal. Nothing serious. She'll be okay. All right, it looks like she's in less pain. All right. So that'll be a throw-in for ENIAC. With just 1 minute left to go here, 7 points separating the 2 teams. Not a lot of time for Morgan to try to stage a comeback, but they're going to try. Big throw-in now. Jacob Morgan, he puts a 3-point shot. Ooh, just off the back of the rim. Calvary's there for the rebound for the Rookies. She gets it back to Candace. We're going to see some fouls coming up here really soon. Oh, they're able to dodge past the fouls, though. 22 for ENIAC, though, steals the ball on a pass from Chanel Roxland and isn't able to hold on to it, though, so it goes out of bounds in favor of King Cove. We should be seeing some fouls from right now from the Amiac team in order to try to get possession. 34, Raven Phillips, again, she takes another hard hit to the ground. She tries to block the drive by Calvert, and that was a hard fall. It looks like she's going to sit down again. Yeah, and two players for King Cove go over there and give Raven a high five, just saying, you know, good game, no hard feelings. Nothing was meant by any of those hits, you know, as she falls down again. All right, and number 20 tries to reach in there, Crimson Phillips, and fights her way for the ball. And it looks like that's a successful victory as 20, Crimson Phillips, was able to get the ball. Oh, but that pass by Trisha Morgan, she loses it, and it goes into the hands of Chanel Rosslyn, who holds on to the ball, tries to get over to Calvert. Calvert can't hold on to it, though. And that's going to be a throw-in, though, for the rookies. Candace Morgan throws it in to Calvert. She's not able to hold on to it. It gets kicked out of her hands by Trisha Morgan. 20 seconds left to go in the game. And they're still fighting hard, Antioch. And that will be a throw-in for Antioch as that fight for the ball, I believe, got a double dribble. All right, and they roll the ball in. And Trisha Morgan picks it up at half court. Two-point shot. Goes over the rim. Rebound right into the hands of Candace Mack. 10 seconds left to go here. Surprisingly, they did not try to foul King Cove in order to get possession. They just tried to, you know, work the clock well. Oh, deal by number 22. That's Sarah Wolf. Not going to be able to do anything, though. And that is the end of the game. The final score is 32-25. The rookies for King Cove played a wonderful game, dominated the entire time in the first half. Almost lost quite a bit of ground, though, in the third quarter, but were able to maintain their lead and even gain a little bit as the fourth quarter dragged on. But good attempt by Antioch. Trisha Morgan, just such a great player, really worked hard to lead the team up there and stage a comeback. Wasn't quite able to pull it off. Physical game, though, as several players were down for the, not for the count, but fell down and got slightly injured. So it was a good game to watch, good intensity from both teams. And again, final score 32-25 in favor of the rookies. And I believe this means they will be going to the championship game. In just a few minutes, I see 10 minutes up on the board. We will have 10, we'll have, oh, we're going to have 20 minutes left until the King Cove T-Jacks get on here and play against the Antioch Half-Breeds themselves. So, virtual 20 minutes until King Cove boys get out there. They're going to try to go to the final match as well. And we'll see what happens here. So, I'll give you a call back.